You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back, and we are having an awesome show, and my gosh, it's all from New York today. So it's the Big Apple day-to-day on Freed on Business. I heard a little giggle come out of there. So Carol's back with us. Hey, Carol, thanks for sticking around through the break.
No problem. I'm excited.
All right. Now, listen, if somebody's if somebody's wanting to protect their family and they're a lady or even a man, what's the first thing that you recommend that they do?
The first thing people should do is get themselves on a budget. They want to understand what they're spending, what they're saving, and where they stand financially. There are so many people who go through needless anxiety because they don't really have control of their spending. So budget 101, and we do this with wealthy families too. The average family, maybe your budget is a couple thousand dollars a week or a month. A wealthy family, it could be $50,000, but it doesn't really matter the amount. It matters that you actually know what you're spending. So John D. Rockefeller, who, as you know, went on to become build one of the most wealthy families and best dynasties in the country, from the very first paycheck he received, he kept a budget. He wrote down everything that he spent. So writing down everything that you spend and getting control of that and doing it as a couple, not to fight, but to really understand and work as a team together to figure out what are our priorities? What do we want to spend on? Do we have life insurance? Do we have the things that we need to protect our family? That's where we start. Whether you're making $40,000 a year or $4 million a year, it all starts with the budget.
Oh, and the buy-in is really important, and honesty and stuff like that. I have a friend who says that it's a lot easier to save money than it is to earn money, and I try to live every day like that.
It's so true. And I'll tell you what, Jim, the second pearl of financial wisdom
yes.
is a woman should require good finance in her romance, because 60% of divorces in the United States are caused by money problems. It's the number one cause of divorce. People fighting over finances, not adultery or anything else. It's actually finances. So what we want to do is not have financial fights. And how do we prevent financial fights? Well, we get to know each other financially before we even get married. So I advise all couples that get engaged to see each other's credit reports. It's very romantic to sit there at the candlelight dinner and get that beautiful diamond, and then a lot of women don't want to ask questions. They don't want to rock the boat. But the truth of the matter is, the most important thing you can see before you walk down the aisle and tie yourself to somebody legally and financially is what his credit report is, and he has a right to see what your credit report is. You know, are you both paying your bills properly? Does he have tax liens? Does he owe child support? All of that is on the credit report, and without that information, you're really flying blind into the most devastating relationship you could be in if it goes wrong, because across the board, women who become divorced generally make less money and have a much harder time financially, especially if they have children. And the other amazing thing to know is that only 20% of couples discuss money before they marry a second time.
No way.
So here they are, they've gotten divorced, probably because of money problems, and now they're going around for round two, and they still aren't talking about money. So please, people out there, if you're thinking of your second or third marriage, you want a prenup, and you want to have money discussions and look at each other's credit reports before you walk down the aisle. You'll be much happier and have a much higher chance of success if you do that.
We only have a couple of minutes. You got seven pearls. I'm on pearl two, so I'm already gonna start lobbying for you to come back. But tell me about the third pearl.
Sure. The third pearl is a woman must nurture her prosperity and motherhood, and it's all about how to raise your kids to be wealthy. Now, the way that we raise our kids to be wealthy is we start them from the very earliest ages to think about money, that money is for three things: saving, spending, and giving. So that means when you give your child an allowance, don't just give him $2 or $10 and say, here, go spend it, which mindlessly. Tell them that 20% have three piggy banks instead of one. 20% goes to savings, 20% goes to charity, and then he or she can spend the rest, but they have to use an app like Mint.com on their phones or write down everything that they spend. If you do those simple things with your kids, they'll be just getting the same training as the Rockefeller children, and they'll be much more likely to grow up to be wealthy adults in the future.
So it sounds to me like what you're really doing is connecting them not only with their, we'll have to call it cash flow, but also with reality, which, you know, that's not really easy for some of these super wealthy people.
Exactly. And we really want kids to think about giving money away as well as spending it and then saving for the future so that they learn that they don't have to blow every single dime that they get on their allowance. Even if they're getting a dollar, give it to them in quarters and have three piggy banks and put two quarters for spending, one in the charity box and one in the savings box, and you're going to be doing your child the biggest favor you could possibly do. Because by the time he or she is 10 or 12 years old, that's how their mind will work. They'll automatically know that part of their money is for savings and part of it is for charitable giving, and they'll grow up to be much happier human beings.
It sounds like the world will be a better place, too, for them and for the people that they meet. Hey, Carol, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I got to get you back on the show to talk about the rest of your pearls. Is there a place where people can get this, like Amazon?
Absolutely. You can find this book on Amazon.com. It's called The Seven Pearls of Financial Wisdom, A Woman's Guide to Enjoying Wealth and Power by Carol Pepper and Camilla Webster. There's also a really cool website called TheSevenPearls.com where you'll see all of the financial experts who contributed to the book, and you can learn about them. And if you like that fantastic lawyer that we talk about in the book, you can actually find her website. All of the experts are female, and you can connect with the person directly.
Well, Carol, I want to thank you so much. You're a fabulous guest. You're an even better resource, and what a wonderful friend you are. I can't thank you enough for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me. I love this work that you do. I'm very honored to be on your show, and I wish all of your listeners a wonderful holiday weekend and hope to speak with you again.